Are you ready for adventure? We're Mo and Joy, lifelong friends who love to travel. Join us as we share our travel stories, enjoy delicious foods, and discover new friends. We'll share random thoughts, talk about life in the South, and the hilarious lessons we've learned along the way. We're not just sharing our experiences. We want to inspire you to get out there and explore. So buckle up. It's time to hit the road with Mo and Joy.
Welcome back, listeners. Hi, Joy.
Hi, Mo. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Good, good.
How are you?
I am fantastic.
Well, that's really, really good.
Yep.
We're back today to wrap up your Alaskan cruise.
Yes.
I am excited to hear about your last stops. I know that, let's double check. What are we covering today? We are covering
Icy Strait Point,
Sitka,
and
the hard word, Ketchikan?
Ketchikan, which I didn't make, and
oh, that's right.
Victoria, British Columbia.
Awesome.
Yep.
You know something I thought about when we were talking about Seattle, the first show of this series?
Uh-huh.
Why didn't anything come up about the gum wall?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you go to the gum wall?
I have pictures of the gum wall.
Did you put gum in it?
No. No.
It is really disgusting.
It is.
But it's also a cool, quirky...
Yep.
It's a thing.
Yep.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, yeah, I tried to stay far enough away that I wouldn't trip and get my hair in it, but close enough that you could get the picture and get the detail of all the different colors and everything. But yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, I meant to ask you that last go around.
Yeah, yeah.
Did not. So I'm glad that I got that in. Okay, well, let's go ahead and dive right in. Tell us about Icy Strait Point.
So Icy Strait Point was one of my favorite stops.
Because?
It was thrilling. I got to ride the Zip Rider. Yeah, it's the world's largest Zip Rider.
Ooh.
It is 5,495 feet long, and it drops 1,320 feet, which is taller than the Empire State Building.
Ooh.
It's also a 25% grade, so it entices thrill seekers like me.
I was going to say, which is you?
Right, right.
Wow.
So once you get off the boat, everything is right there at the dock. It's really easy to get to. I checked in and signed this long waiver, which I couldn't read because it was up too high and I was a little short. It was digital, whatever. The font was really small. So
I
don't know.
Of course it was. You signed your life away.
I don't know what I signed, but whatever.
Her life away.
I'm going to do this anyway. So after that, I was greeted and then I was weighed in by a friendly.
Did they say it out loud?
Friendly attendant. No, she said, I'm the only one that'll see this. So. But of course, nobody likes getting weighed.
No, they do not.
So I was directed to a red gondola, which takes you up the mountain to the Zip Rider base camp. Now, this gondola is no joke. It goes up very steep. It is not for the faint of heart, but the views were just amazing. You could see the mountain and all the water, and you could see the boat from way high. I've got some awesome pictures that I'll share.
Is it a one-person gondola?
Maybe two people.
Two.
But yeah, it's small.
But was it just you? Did Marcia go?
She did not go.
Mm-mm. Okay. So, you were the only one from your group?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was the only one.
Okay.
So once you get up there, we walked down a steep hill to this launching point. It was wet but not slippery in tennis shoes, and it was nice and paved. I had a little bit of trouble walking the path because it was so steep, so I kind of started walking crisscrossed a little bit towards the end because it was even getting steeper. But I was told by Lance, another gentleman that was coming to the Zip Rider that day, to get my cold hands out of my pockets because how else would I brace myself? Now, he was from somewhere up north and knew better than I did. The Florida girl doesn't know how to walk in cold terrain like that, but Lance was obviously, he had my back, so.
Okay. You know what that reminds me of? Our girls' trip back in the day, the one, well, we talked a little bit about Yosemite, the last one, but before going to Yosemite, we were in Napa Valley.
Yeah.
And we had gone to some sort of garden or something, and it was steep with all the little pebbles. Yeah. You got a picture of me losing my feet on the gravel, and my feet are up in the air, my hands are up in the air. And all I can hear is click, click behind me and a laugh. That's what made me.
You're welcome.
Tell me again how long was the zip line?
5,400, I think.
Wow. So,
yep.
We did a zip line in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Oh,
we'll talk about that on the Southern State road trip.
Okay.
And it's got some sort of record for its thing too. I can't remember what that is, but I just did a quickie Google and all of theirs total 1.5 miles, but we did the longest one there. I'll have to see if I can remember to get those stats. I'd be curious, but I know it wasn't as long as yours. Mm-hmm. Yours had to be like cray cray long.
Well, like a mile is 5,200, I think, right? Feet. We should Google that. I think that's something we should know, or I think it's something that I learned in high school.
How but I don't recall. Many feet do, do, are do, in do, a mile?
Do.
What did you say?
5,200-something.
Wow.
Did I remember?
I am like super impressed. Uh-huh. 5,280 feet.
Yay.
Are in 1 mile. High five.
Good job, me.
Good job with that memory. Wow.
So yeah, it looks like this one was a little bit over a mile too. Wow. That's a long way.
That is a long way. So was yours going over
trees.
Water? Oh, trees. Okay, because we were Ozark Mountains, so tree.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to. I was digressing.
No, no. We were not the first batch to go down, so we had the pleasure of our anticipation getting built up for a few extra minutes.
Yes.
But then it was time to seat up, so you sit in this seat like you put on a backpack, and you are kind of... what would I say, bucket seated into it.
Oh.
And then this nice gentleman straps you in like you're a kid in a car seat. And I'm not going to lie, it was kind of awkward.
Awkward.
But it felt safe at the same time. So I was okay with that.
Okay.
But then they holler to you, feet up. And then they release it. And the view is just simply amazing. It's something you'll never see any other way, and you'll rarely see it anywhere else. But I could not wipe the grin off my face for hours afterwards because it was just so much fun and so thrilling. The only thing that I wish going down that I would have taken advantage of is they offered me goggles, and I said, oh, no, I don't need the goggles. I'll be fine. But some of the material from the zip line was coming down and hit me in the face. So I don't know if it was the steel or flotsam or whatever it was. But I'm a contact wearer, and I have had an ulcerated cornea before. So I am very cautious of that kind of thing. And that's probably the only thing that I would recommend is go ahead and take the goggles or
get advice.
Wear sunglasses or something like that.
I was wearing sunglasses, for mine. But again, they were prescriptions, so...
You had to have them on anyway. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I have a terrible video of it out on the blog, and we'll probably put it on the socials too. But it gets really bumpy. But if you want to hear me yell out, have a good yelp, you'll be able to see that soon. So.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
I remember I don't remember how we did it, but we were able to video a little bit as well. And I don't want to give too much away. I won't say much, but it's making me laugh because again, you're the thrill seeker. me doing the zip lining, while I was very excited about it, I was also nervous, but I had someone in the group ahead of me as well.
Uh-huh.
And it was kind of like I would be shamed.
Right,
if
right.
I tried to back out. That makes me laugh. But we'll talk about that down the road in the future show. Okay, well, that's really awesome. I can see why that would be your favorite.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you would highly recommend.
I would. Definitely. Okay.
Well, do the zip line in Icy Point, Alaska.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, great. And the next stop was Sitka.
Sitka, yep. So Sitka was another favorite stop on the cruise. Once again, it was raining, but not too hard. It was cool, but not the bitter cold, and there was no wind or anything, so it was a much better day.
Good.
I understood the weather better when I learned that Alaska is a big rainforest that I didn't understand that before we went. Who knew? I didn't know that.
I don't think I've heard it described like that. Interesting.
But I'll definitely be better prepared next time with light rain suits and more raincoat and rain gear.
Okay, hold on. Let's pause there. Let's talk about being better prepared. Compared to your first trip and thinking about your second, what are some of the top things that come to mind as to how you would better prepare?
I would like some frog togs or...
Sorry.
A light...
What?
Rain. A light rain over your clothing.
What's a frog tog?
It's rain gear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like the pants and the whole gear?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a jacket with the hood and the grippy and...
What about your feet?
Yeah.
What would you do different in terms of what you would put on your feet to where you have good grip, because I've heard you mention grip, and deal with the rain, but still have comfort. Have you given that any thought?
I don't have a good answer for that because I'm such a nerd for tennis shoes, and I like my feet to be very comfortable.
Right. But there's a place for certain weather materialed shoes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like you. It's not like I have a lot of it, but there's nothing worse than it being cold and your feet are wet or anything else is really wet too. I can't stand getting rained on.
I've got the hiking boots and the stuff like that, but I never take them because they're too big and they're hard to travel with. Mm-hmm. And yeah, maybe I need to get over that and just get used to traveling with them and forego some of my clothing options. I don't know.
Did you feel like you packed enough with your layers? Were you generally warm? Is there anything different you would say about that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think I was layering well in, you know, the 32 degree type materials.
Right, and underneath.
We know how gloves? To layer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, if my hands are cold, I'm miserable.
Beanies on your head?
Not me.
Okay.
But
I would definitely do a beanie here and there. Just
some people would.
Okay. Sorry, let's get back to Sitka. My bad, but you got me for a moment there. I was interested in what you would do different.
So Sitka was another favorite stop on the cruise. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Once you get off the boat, you go to a shuttle stop where you meet friendly gentlemen who put you on a school bus, and then they drive you about 10 miles into town. The guides told us that there were about 8,500 people that lived on the island year-round. They have two stoplights and one roundabout.
Wow.
And the crime rate is really low, and most people leave their car keys in their cars with the doors unlocked.
Ooh.
And because if they take a car, really, where are they going to go on this island?
Well, you have a point.
Yeah. They also shared that Sitka is the largest city in the United States. It's over 4,800 miles with only 14 miles of paved roads. And I live in Jacksonville, Florida, which is the largest city in the continental United States, and it takes at least 30 minutes for us to get anywhere. Mm-hmm. But I was so excited that I had finally made it to the largest city in the U.S.
Who knew? You know, when you said that, that's the first thing that I thought about. Right? Hold up. What about Jacksonville, Duval County?
All right.
But continental. Okay. That's a cool, cool little fun fact, I guess. Cool.
So one of the stops that we made was the Sitka National Historical Park, or Totem Park. It's a short walk from the Sitka Sea Walk, which walks past the harbor and past a little park and beach area. On the way, we walked past an area called the Sitka Sound Science Center, which was releasing some salmon. Now, the salmon had already spawned for that season, but I guess this science center had extra, or were doing some kind of experiment or whatever with them. But it was really fun to see them jumping around. And like I say, it was kind of near the end of the season. After they spawn, they die. So the air was very ripe with the smell of hundreds of dead salmon.
Ew.
That had washed up on shore. But not for long, because the seagulls and other wildlife were just feasting all over everything, all the fresh food. They were squawking and just having a great time.
Wow.
Yeah, and I guess preparing for winter and getting bulked up. And
yeah.
It was just neat to see the circle of life going on there.
Right, that is very cool.
So we got to the park before 9, and we started on the longer loop. The trees were beautiful. Again, we're walking through a rainforest, and the landscapes were just lush and beautiful. There were ferns, moss, wildlife. We listened to the unusual calls of the birds, and my sister-in-law, Marcia, has this app where you can let the app listen to it, and it'll tell you what type of bird it is. So that was fun to kind of experience that and figure out who we were listening to.
Cool.
We saw several small, fast squirrels with little stumpy legs. They look kind of like the corgi of squirrels. They were so cute, but I kept my distance. I've never been very fond of squirrels since Daniel Martin's pet squirrel attacked me in the 3rd grade. Then I was blamed for said attack and was accused of antagonizing the squirrel.
Were you?
No, I was not. I was not antagonizing the squirrel.
Okay.
I'm still angry about that.
Did it bite you?
Yes, he ran up my arm and he tore me up. Yes.
Oh, I did not know that story.
Yes, it was terrible. I hate squirrels.
Well, then again, though, we didn't reconnect until 5th grade? Sixth grade.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Real quick before you move on, you've noted the squirrels, but what other wildlife did you see? You heard the birds, you saw the stumpy squirrels. Did you get to see like any deer or anything else?
Mm-mm.
No, not really. Okay.
No.
Remember, we got to see a couple deer in Yosemite.
Yeah, that
was really cool.
I'm glad we saw deer and not bear.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
And this area was like really known for bear, so I'm like really glad I didn't see a bear.
You mean in Sitka?
Yeah.
Oh my god! But it was a big group.
They have a bear rescue there too that we weren't able to get to, but might have been interesting to go see. I don't know. Yeah, but as you walked along the path, you got to see all these different totem poles.
Cool.
There's about 20 totem poles in total, and they date back to like 1904.
Like super tall.
Yeah, and all kind of different decoration and
pictures.
Yes, have some pictures.
Awesome.
They've got a cool visitor center with these neat displays presenting the local history.
Okay.
And the North Pacific people are just so unique in their look, and you can just see so much soul in them. I'll show you some pictures, but they ain't playing. It's what I kind of feel like when I look at the North Pacific people.
Meaning they're just so used to more of a rugged life. And
I think so.
They're survival
people. Yeah. I think so.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it comes down to where were you born, what were you used to, what were your experiences. But for us being here, that would be such a different experience. Right. But I can definitely see. Did you see like any of the, this is going to be so cliche, but any of the dog sledding or anything like that? Mm-mm. Is that a thing out there?
They had excursions for that. I don't know what port that was.
Though. Okay.
All right. I feel like it might have been Juneau-ish. I don't know. So we got done there and we headed into town and did a little bit of shopping. And I'm a salt geek. And I like gray salt and sea salt and fleur de sel. And when I was out there observing the glaciers and going through the bay, like we kind of talked about on the last trip, they had all this beautiful, clean seawater surrounding them. And I was thinking, man, I bet it's so full of essential minerals and probably so good for the body.
Right.
So when I saw that a place called the Alaska Pure Sea Salt Company, it was a must stop for me. And they did have a good variety of nutrient-rich sea salt collected right there in the Sitka Sound.
Cool.
They collect the seawater, they filter it, and then very carefully evaporate it in different stages to create this delicate pyramid-shaped salt flake. And in the store, you had several flavors to choose from, like vanilla, blueberry, coffee, lemon, lime, and you also could do a tasting. But I loaded up.
Thank you for my sea salt.
Yes, what kind did I give you?
I have regular, and then I have the vanilla.
Oh, very good. So I came home, and of course, I wanted to learn how to make my own sea salt, which I will be working on soon. So I'm going to be making Jacksonville Atlantic sea salt, and it evidently takes about 10 hours to make. But I'm very curious.
Do you think it's going to be the same, though?
Do
you think that the sound and the Sitka Sound is more pure, like less traveled?
Probably is.
That sounds so bad to say.
But you could get a little bit of funk.
When I'm sitting here thinking about, you know,
Jacksonville funk sea salt. Maybe
no.
Not. Maybe not. So one other thing I want to mention, when we were in that store, they were featuring some of the local artists, and one guy that was really cool was Dylan Sprague with 57 North Arts. Looks like he's got an Instagram page and everything, but he uses a medium called fumage. Have you heard of fumage before?
Never.
I've never heard of it either, but it's where an artist uses a lit candle to deposit soot onto a surface of like paper or panels. He kind of uses it like somebody would use a brush and paint for a painting. Hmm. Then the artist uses knife blades and other implements to carefully scrape away some of the soot to further refine their images. His images were just stunning and creative, and it was just such a unique manner that I've never been exposed to. Do you remember looking at the pictures of it or anything?
I don't, but of course I just did a quickie Google, and I'm kind of thinking about the art medium of using charcoals or something along that line.
That's what it looks like.
This is really interesting. So this is on the actual homepage.
Yeah.
On the www. I don't know if, let's see here.
We'll show it.
Yeah, we'll actually show that more clear. But this one's actually a bird in flight, possibly a crow. And then obviously you can kind of see like the air maybe that had been in motion was fanned out. So that helps me kind of understand what you're talking about. And this is kind of interesting. So he says, this is just right here next to the bird. Sitka's indigenous name is Sheetka, so Sheetka.
Oh.
And it is the homeland of the, golly, I really hope I'm going to say this properly, Lingit people.
Okay.
Or possibly Lingit people, L-I-N-G-I-T,
okay,
who have been its steward since time immemorial. Hmm.
Very cool.
And he calls himself a guest on the land.
Hmm. Very cool.
Very indeed. Wow, there's some amazing art images. Yeah, I absolutely agree, because both of us also do love to dabble in some art. There are some beautiful pieces. Definitely check him out if you guys are into the art scene like we are. Beautiful.
Absolutely.
Thanks for sharing that.
So our next stop was supposed to be Ketchikan, and as we kind of mentioned the last time, we weren't able to make it there because the seas got really rough and the port wouldn't allow for it. It was unsafe to dock, but by this time they had put water in the ballast and the ship was much more stable, so it was much easier to get around.
I have to ask, did you guys have anything planned for this port that you missed out on that you knew of?
No, for this trip, we decided not to really do any official excursions or anything. Okay. We just, because I had not been there at all, I just wanted to walk around the towns and check stuff out, and then planning to go again, and next time, maybe I'll do some excursions or whatever. Okay. But
yeah. That's good. Also, getting back to those totem poles, I've only been able to see something like that once, and it was kind of in the general vicinity, but we had extremely briefly visited Vancouver when we were on the trip. We didn't love the big city, and we had an extremely difficult time getting around.
Yeah.
What we did, though, fully enjoy was we got to go to the Vancouver Suspension Bridge, which is a very popular tourist area.
Yeah, yeah.
And I walked all the bridges, no issues, but there were some beautiful local artists' totem poles.
Oh, cool.
That we really enjoyed there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that was a fun thing to remember. Mm. All right. Is it last stop, Victoria? Last stop.
Victoria, British Columbia. Yeah. So that's part of Canada. And
Canada? Canada?
Canada.
Which one is it?
Oh, Canada.
Oh, yes. No.
So we got off the boat around 10, and we walked a couple of kilometers into town. The trees were very happy and blooming, and yes, we have another feature about the flowers. Sorry, guys, but... You're welcome.
Yay, the flowers.
The sun was out a bit and the weather was just really nice. There was no rain in sight. Wonderful. And it was just so neat to see the homes and the structures and the architecture, the foliage. And I think you see and experience things so much better by foot sometimes. And so I really appreciated and enjoyed the walk.
Nice.
But as we neared the town, there was some kind of police activity going on. When we got closer and got a better view of it, there were ladder trucks out, and they were lifting to display huge flags.
Oh, wow.
And so there was some type of memorial going on. It was a somber mood. So later we found out that it was their 2025 British Columbia Law Enforcement Memorial.
Okay, very familiar with that.
Yeah. So they held it in Victoria at the site of the Bastion, on the grounds of the British Columbia legislature.
Okay.
And this year they had honored 135 law enforcement officers who had made the ultimate sacrifice serving the citizens of British Columbia. Thankfully, there were no present day additions to the roll of honor that year, but they did add two historic additions from 1925 and 1955.
Okay.
Yeah. So after taking a moment of respect, we moved into the town, which was quaint. We decided to do the hop-on, hop-off bus tour.
Okay.
Just to see a little more.
Do you recommend it?
We hopped on, and it wound up taking us a few extra places because we were being rerouted because of the memorial that was going on.
Okay.
So it was extra long. Okay. We learned about the black deer that were just hanging out in everybody's yards. Hmm. And I got some beautiful views of the Parliament and the marina and everything. Victoria was really pleasant. The people were really happy that we were there, and the folks were really friendly, like they wanted us to be there. So I'd definitely like to go back and explore Victoria a little further. And it sounds like it's a really easy trip from Seattle. So like maybe a ferry ride or something.
Yeah, it's funny. We were debating on Victoria / Victoria Island, because I had called it Victoria Island when we had gone to travel. Is Tanner down there giving you a fit?
Oh, he's just smelling my feet.
It's got to be the same place.
Yeah.
It is a ferry ride from Seattle, a nice ferry ride. And I don't remember tons about it. I do remember the Bay Area, very beautiful. I remember it being very clean. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everywhere we go, Alex knows someone.
Oh,
and I'm thinking,
you knew somebody there.
Oh, we're all the way over in Victoria Island and we're on our honeymoon. We'll never see anyone. So we go into a couple shops and we're shopping, and I'm actually trying to talk Alex into getting rid of this little outfit that he got. It was kind of like material that wards off wet weather. Mm-hmm. So it's pants and a jacket. Very expensive. I had never heard of the brand, but we went ahead and splurged because it was nice. It's lasted all these years.
Oh, wow.
And do you know that while we were shopping in that dang store, I literally hear, "Alex, is that you?" And I'm like, "No way." Absolutely no way. But believe it or not, yes.
It was somebody.
It was the truth. Yes. I don't really remember much else. I vaguely recall us being at some sort of bar called the Coyote.
Okay.
Where we had just like a drink and some snacks, mm-hmm. just given the timing of what we were doing.
Yeah.
You know, what would you do different if you were to go back to Alaska? Would you consider any type of land experience as opposed to a cruise next go around?
That's a good question. I kind of want to do the cruise again since we missed one stop, and then I halfway missed one of the other stops as well.
Okay.
So I would benefit from cruising again and doing that.
Would you?
I don't know the answer to that.
That's fair.
I don't want to drive there. So I would have to go with somebody who would be willing to do the drive.
Alex's uncle, when he was like 20 something,
yeah,
went with his best friend, and they drove all the way from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh my gosh,
Alaska.
That is nuts.
And they worked there for a period of time.
Okay.
Had great adventures.
Yeah.
And came back.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
That actually sounds wonderful, except for the drive.
That drive would be
from Jacksonville to Alaska. That part sucks.
Well,
or sounds like it would suck.
Unless you could really enjoy,
yeah,
like make it the ultimate road trip. Oh my gosh!
Ultimate.
Hold on, let me quickie take a quick peek. Like
Google Map it.
Hold on, I'm totally. We are really doing taking this stuff crazy. I was not planning on all of this live. See, this is what you started. Okay. Jacksonville, Florida to what? Anchorage?
Sure. How many miles is that? How many hours? I bet it's 3 days.
It does not want to commute.
It is it won't commute.
Okay. Hours.
Oh my goodness. I had no idea.
4,641 miles.
So it must have taken them a week.
This route has tolls.
Yeah.
This route crosses through Canada. And oh, by the way, your destination's in a different time zone. Oh my gosh. Let's take a look-see. Hold on.
That's too many hours in the car.
We've got, no, you would break it up. It would have to be ultimate. You've got Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Missouri.
And all those other states.
Oklahoma, Minnesota. Now, obviously, there's a slightly different, you can kind of go a little bit slightly north on a patch. So I'm doing the one of the two. But then you've got North Dakota, and once you get up into Canada from North Dakota, it's like all, wow. So you go through Edmonton in Canada, and then there's like, it doesn't even show any other major towns. I see Whitehorse pretty close, and then, yeah. You could actually shave off, I don't know how many hours, because the border, once you cross the border, it's not actually 75. It's just 75 to Anchorage itself. Wow. Like,
I'm not signing up for that.
That sounds like a challenge.
It would definitely be a challenge.
Wow. I don't think I've ever actually looked at that before, but that's... That's really interesting.
No, and I would have had no idea.
Okay, last question that I have for you.
Yeah.
Let's say you were to cruise again. Mm-hmm. Would you pick Norwegian again with joy, or would you on purpose choose a different ship to where you could also have that different experience?
I'm working for my status through Norwegian. So right this minute, I would say Norwegian. But I do like Holland America as well. Mm-hmm. What I have heard from other people, the only other one that I might would like to try is Princess. But the other ones, I've just heard enough bad
about it.
This could
be a dumb question, but is Joy... like Norwegian's Alaska cruise ship. They don't have like another ship.
No, I think they have a couple of others.
Okay.
And they, depending on the time of year, they'll do different areas.
Okay.
So I feel like they rotate out, but I'm not completely positive. But of course, they're only doing Alaska for so many months out of the year, and then they cut that off. So.
Oh, it's seasonal. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All right. That makes sense. Okay, yeah. I think I'm fresh out of questions, but those were the things I was dying to know.
Yeah, yeah.
If you guys have any specific questions, or if you would recommend a different ship for us to consider, that would be appreciated.
Yep.
We do have several friends that are familiar with this as well, but it's always good. We love to compare all different kinds of feedback.
Yep. I want to go again, so tell me what I missed and... where we should go next time.
I want to do a train ride in Alaska for sure.
Yep.
Minus the fogged windows.
Right.
Definitely minus.
And I keep hearing about the train ride to Denali, and I wonder how that would be. So yeah, if you guys have been to Denali, let us know too what you think of it.
That's also a national park, right?
Yes.
I wonder how that one compares.
Yeah.
To Glacier Bay.
Right.
Interesting.
I do as well.
Awesome. Well, Joy, thanks so much for sharing all of these details. Great information. I think I'm going to remember the farts the most. That's so bad to say that. And then, of course, Icy Point.
Yep.
The zip line sounds super cool. And I definitely think I would yelp. And I remember that video.
Yep.
So I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, you guys are going to enjoy it.
All right. Well, Joy, until next time.
Yep.
Thanks so much for Alaska. It was awesome.
Thank you. And don't forget, guys, get out there and explore.
That's right. See you next time.
See ya.
Thanks for tuning in to Hit the Road with Mo and Joy. If you have questions or topic suggestions, we would love to hear from you. You can connect with us through our website at hittheroadwithmoandjoy.com. On the website, you'll find all the things, socials, blogs, recommendations, inspiration, and things you might need to know for upcoming travel. And if you'd like to partner or advertise with us and connect with our amazing audience across the country, feel free to reach out to us at hittheroadwithmoandjoy.com/media. That's it from us this week, but don't forget, get out there and explore.